got any private thoughts on it.
Well, let me...
How much trouble am I going to have with labor if we go for compulsory arbitration?
Well, I don't know. It's one of these things that I'm sure everybody realizes.
You can't
have the country shut down.
Yeah, right.
Let me, Mr. President, let me talk to Ed Gilbert and see, or some of his
okay.
boys.
Okay.
And see if I come up with something, but I really don't know. They sort of got themselves committed.
That's right. I don't think they can take on the responsibility. I should think we could get some proposal out of this thing that would save most of everybody's jobs.
Yeah. Yes, I thought that if it went to Arthur, they might get a good deal. But evidently, they're committed some way to each other, I imagine, on the question of arbitration.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have an idea at the moment, but let me reach out and see if I can talk to some of them.
Yeah, but I just wanted to get your private thought. I'm going to just talk to the Congress and see what they say, but I'll be talking to you a little later.
Fine.
Thanks a lot. Harrison, Joe Block, Stuart Saunders, George Meany, the Secretary of Labor, and the Secretary of Commerce undertake in consultation with the parties a review and report limited to the facts and issues. This is the statement I put out. Limited to the facts and issues in this case and respective positions of the parties. This report will be transmitted to the Congress on July 22, 1963, with appropriate legislative recommendations from me, which will be designed to dispose of the issues in this particular case. After consultation with congressional leaders, I am asking the parties to withhold any rules, change, or strike notice until July 29 to permit appropriate consideration of this matter, with the understanding that no further such request for a continuance will be made by this administration. So that puts it until then. Then, of course, they'll come in on Sunday or Monday, which they'll probably disagree. Then I will make a recommendation with their report on Monday. And my understanding is it will go to your committee in the House and the Labor Committee in the Senate. There will be a week, which there won't be any action. And, of course, it's up to whether after that they're not bound beyond the 29th as to what action the railroads would take or the unions would take.
Your message would then get here the 22nd, Monday the 22nd.
That's right. That's right. So we'll see.
Well, that will be a whole... that will give us a week.
That will give us a week. That's right. Well, we just have to... after talking to a couple of the boys over in the Senate who were very much opposed to any congressional action, it would seem to me probably that there won't be much action until the hot breath is on everybody's neck up there.
I think that's right.
So this gives them a week without it and maybe a few days with it.
Yeah. Well, has there been any discussion as to whether or not you would want to undertake in the Senate first?
No. No. Maybe have a joint, maybe a joint... hearing at least for various parties who will be complaining about whatever I propose, but whatever your judgment be on that, we can have a meeting maybe next week and see what looks like the best thing in the week after.
All right, fine.
Good. Thank
Thanks
you, Ron.
For the report.
Okay.
Bye.
Maggie?
Yeah.
Oh, well, now this thing's put off for a couple of weeks.
Good.
And here's what our situation is. Here's the statement I've just got. In view of the unique and all-important nature of this labor management dispute, I'm asking a special six-man subcommittee of the Labor Management Advisory Committee to be composed of George Harrison, Stuart Saunders, George Meany, Joseph Block, the Secretary of Labor as chairman, the Secretary of Commerce as vice chairman, to undertake immediately, in full consultation with the parties, a comprehensive review and report limited to the facts and issues in this case and the respective positions of the parties. This report will be transmitted to the Congress on July 22, 1963, with appropriate legislative recommendations from me, which will be designed to dispose of the issues in this particular case. After consultation with congressional leaders, I am asking the parties to withhold any rules change or strike notice until July 29 to permit appropriate consideration of this matter with the understanding that no further such request for a continuance will be made by this administration. So,
well, would that require legislation?
That's correct. If they don't, if in the next 2 weeks, and I don't think they probably will, so we're probably going to be faced with the strike, and therefore...
What are we going to have, the one-shot thing?
Then we'll have a proposal for a solution.
Yeah, well, we'll have to work that out,
right.
What we're going to do.
Okay, well, we'll wait for a couple of weeks anyway.
Say, while you're on the phone, that black is perfectly okay for that power commission.
That, let's see now, well,
black.
Let me check on that. Duncan
had... Well, Duncan called me and said that you...
Oh, that's all fine, good. That's all set. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, that's marvelous.
Okay, now, Maggie, how are you doing up there with civil rights?
Pretty good.
Are you?
Yeah.
When will you be...
Dean Rusk this morning was just marvelous.
Was he? Was he? I noticed I saw something about it on television.
Oh, he was just about as good a witness. Then Thurman blew up, which made it, you know, help that.
Yeah, yeah.
He called all the witnesses left-wingers.
I heard them on television.
He was a public in the hearing room. And Bobby was marvelous, too. Yeah. He answered all the questions just perfectly.
Right.
But we've got to have I got to talk with Dick Munroney and those fellas. They always want to get off on some other tangent, you know?
Yeah, I know.
So we got to do some work on them. But I'll finish this up in about 10 days.
Yeah, I think we don't have to push too fast because it would be good to get that... it would be good to, it seems to me, to get some action on that tax bill before in the House before.
I just don't want to be accused of stalling.
No.
Get out of committee, and then the policy committee can handle it from there.
Yeah, well, we can, I don't think we have to push out. Good.
Well, then I won't hear any from you about this until next week.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.